teachers or my friends. I thought they wouldn't understand or care. My teachers only found out weeks later when my mother went to a PTA meeting and told them. Afterwards, they were more supportive and sometimes asked if there was news, but I felt as if a gulf had opened up between me and other people who had not been touched directly by the war. I thought they could not possibly imagine what it was like to walk in my shoes. I was involved in the peace movement long before Hernando was kidnapped. In 1995, when I was 10 years old, I joined the Colombian Red Cross as a volunteer and started learning about international human rights, the rights people have to protection during war, the rights of children, and so on. I also became involved in the Free Air program. I learned about the environment, about damage to the ozone layer, recycling, and the problems of deforestation. I became a multiplier, which means I organized seminars at my own and at other schools to pass on this information. Through the Colombian Red Cross, I received training in how to work with other young people in an entertaining way, using colorful brochures and games that were fun as well as educational.